Hi, this is Mike Young, elder law and probate attorney in Walnut Creek, California. When clients or potential clients call my office with regard to a probate, the clients will ask what information will we need and what documents can we bring when we come to see Mr. Young for the first meeting. Well, first of all, and a lot of this we can get over the phone before you come in, who is the decedent and what is your relationship to the decedent? Was this your mother or father or other family member or a friend of yours? We also need to know where the person passed away and the date of death. If you have a death certificate already, of course, bring that to the first meeting when you see me. We also need to know what assets the person had. So the first question on assets is, did the decedent own any real estate? Did they have a home? Did they own an apartment building or land? And the question then is, how was title set up on the with the recorder's office with regard to the real estate? So if you give us an address for any real property, I can usually find a deed and see how the title is set up. If title was transferred to a revocable living trust, for instance, we could probably avoid a probate altogether if the transfer was done correctly. What other accounts did the decedent have? Take a look for any statements like savings statements, investment accounts, that sort of thing. Next, do you know and do you have access to the decedent's estate planning documents? Did they have a will, a trust, anything that you can find? We, of course, can have a probate without a will. If there's a revocable living trust again, and assets were properly transferred to the trust, we can probably avoid a probate. Next, who are all of the potential players in this probate matter? So the court is going to want to know who all the beneficiaries are, who all the creditors are, who the decedent could owe money to, and think about who else might pop up who could make a claim in the probate stating that the decedent promised them something, that sort of thing. So bring what you can. Keep in mind these issues that I'll need to talk to you about. Bring what documentation you have, and don't become overwhelmed. When we start a probate, we open the file, take the information that you have, and as things evolve, we will, of course, be requesting more information and more documents from you. So kind of think of this as a piecemeal sort of a process. So thank you for listening. This is Mike Young, elder law and probate attorney in Walnut Creek.